This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And at least for me, it's really easy to work from a place of judgment. I'm constantly evaluating the world to see how I'm going to navigate it. And because of that, that judgment can stretch into what I think is good and what I think is bad. And that can then lead over to the way that I look at others and the choices they're making. And I can become really judgmental and harsh. And so today, we're just going to tap for looking at the world through the eyes of love and not through the eyes of judgment. So tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath, and just move from point to point, repeating after me. There is a part of me that is very judgmental. And this is a very useful thing. By judging the world and judging the things I interact with, I'm enabling myself to move forward, to see what is good and useful, and what is not. But because of that sense of judgment, sometimes I evaluate things wrong. I judge them on the wrong scale, and I judge them the wrong way. When someone makes a choice that I judge as unuseful, it's easy for me to judge them as being bad. When someone makes a choice that is thoughtless, it's easy for me to judge them as wrong. And I'm not going to be taken advantage of. And I'm not going to be run over. But I give myself permission to look at other people's choices through the eyes of love. To ask the question, what if that was the best choice they could make? To ask the question, what if they're trying as hard as they can? Yes, they need to take responsibility for their choices. Yes, they need to deal with the consequences of their choices. But I choose today to give others the benefit of the doubt, to evaluate their choices, not their character, to evaluate their intentions and not just the outcome, to extend the type of gratitude and graciousness that I wish is extended towards me. It is good that I evaluate. It is good that I interpret. Judgment's not the end of the world. But today I choose to look at the world through the eyes of love. Toward others and towards myself.